This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Jason Tatum following last night's 120-89 runaway victory over the Orlando Magic. Celtics on to round two. They await the winner of the Knicks and Pistons. Should get started this weekend if New York can close out Detroit, or early next week if it goes to a game seven. Tatum's been awesome, or at least last night I thought was spectacular. What'd you think of that answer? I was surprised we got some blowback on the text line earlier about, oh, you played too relaxed. You've always played relaxed. We want more of a killer. I kind of like that answer from Tatum last night. It's like, look, I won. It's important that I won. I feel different now that I've won. And all the pressure that was there in the past isn't there anymore. And it allows for a breakthrough in some ways. Like, I like that answer from him.
So I do think it's not like his idol Kobe Bryant, and it's not like some of those guys that we look at as just like straight killer instinct players, but he has never been that guy and will never be that guy. Doesn't mean you're not a tremendous player. Doesn't mean you can't still win a title. Doesn't mean you can't win back-to-back titles. But I think if other players said that, you might say, wait, you win a title and now you're just like, you're good. It's free and easy. Because we're so obsessed with like multiple titles and winning all the time. It's not the mentality that like Tom Brady had. I don't think Tom Brady won a title and was like, I'm good. Or even Belichick or any of those guys. Like, I think it's all about winning more. But I get his point. And we've heard him talk for, you know, 8 years or whatever it is. It did make a lot of sense because he was questioned all the time, like getting to the finals and losing, you know, not winning it. It's like, when is he going to win it? When is he going to win it? At such an early age, because he's only made the playoffs. He never had a couple of rebuilding years like Cade Cunningham. He was shot right into good teams trying to win. So, yeah, like the monkey should be off his back in that sense. And he's voicing it, but it is different than like what a lot of other athletes would say.
And so if he really feels that way, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Now, I would tell you in most of this series, to me, it didn't look like he played that way. He didn't play that way in game one. He did not play in game two. They won without him. He came back in game three and they lost. Game four, we can debate. I didn't think his game four was great, but he did have a good finishing kick in the fourth quarter. It was mostly at the free throw line, but at least he was getting to the free throw line. He was hitting his free throws once he got there, so maybe that's nitpicky on my end. Last night, it looked like he played that way. And I'll reiterate, I think last night he was spectacular.
He's great.
This is the Tatum that I personally, I keep saying we, text line pointed this out. They're like, Jones, you keep saying we. I have been asking for this Jason Tatum. I think he's shown a little bit of toughness. I still don't think he's the toughest. But I think he's shown a little bit of toughness coming back from sitting out game two. Since then, I think there's been an element of that. And last night, he carried the team when they needed him early. Nothing was working. They couldn't hit a three. Nobody else was going. He kept them within striking distance, even of an Orlando Magic team, a 500 Orlando Magic team, which is still what they were. He kept them within striking distance. When they needed him early, he kept them in the game. He had the dunk right before halftime to build a little bit of momentum. And then he was front and center for the finishing kick, as was Jalen. Jalen is the one who fouled Banchero out of the game. He was the one who recognized the matchup, recognized the foul trouble, went at Banchero and got foul after foul after foul to the point where he sat down. Mosley was a moron for sticking with him. And then the game completely turned. But Tatum was right in the middle of that whole kick.
Right.
And I just think he was spectacular last night. And when we criticize him, or when I've criticized him in the past, like last year, I said he got carried by Jaylen Brown. Oh, well, he had points, and he had rebounds, Jones, and he had assists.
Yeah, sure did.
But he was inefficient. Like, last night was a high level of efficiency.
Oh, he was super efficient.
And
last night,
I felt like he was right in the middle of all of it. Like, that, when we're asking for more out of Tatum, that, to me, is what it looks like. And so, no, I thought he was great last night.
Well, a big topic, obviously, last year in the playoffs was the fact Jaylen Brown was Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and he was Finals MVP. They don't give out a first-round MVP.
Who's first-round MVP?
Tatum. He missed the game, and he's still the MVP. He was only there for three games.
They did win without him.
They did.
And they lost with him.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to...
No, but do you have somebody else?
I'm just thinking my way through it. It's probably him.
It was definitely him. I think it was definitely him. I think he was.
I mean, Jalen was the best player on the floor in the game he missed, and they won.
Yes.
So Jalen would be in the mix, but yeah, let me look at it. I haven't thought about this.
Jalen didn't have a great game one.
All right, first round MVP. Well,
we'll give it. The Jones and Key first round MVP. We do it for every series.
Well, no. Yeah, for this series.
Yeah.
Not for the whole first round.
Oh. First round. Yeah, this series.
Yeah. Opening round series, Celtics and Magic. Who was the MVP? Let's give it to Tatum.
In this Eastern Conference 2-7 game matchup, who do you got?
In the quarterfinal. Yeah, I'd give it to Tatum, probably.
Tatum was...
Last night swung it for me.
Yeah, right. And that's what it was. It was a closeout game. We talked about how in the first quarter, he was their entire offense. It was a slow start for the team.
It's definitely Tatum.
It was far and away Tatum. Even with the miss, like, he spotted everybody a game. It still was the best player. But that's one series against the Magic. Now, that could get forgotten as we go on, but... Next round against the Knicks, in all likelihood, we'll see how he does from there and as he keeps going. Because I do think, just with all these players, and they kind of know where they stand relative to like NBA history and team history and everything else, once we get down this road, if they make it to the finals again, I do think finals MVP has to be on his mind. I know he's saying, oh, it's free and easy, they won the title, but like...
That's true.
It's just human nature.
You got to check another box. And if they win back-to-back, he'll be made good. I mean, it has to be. He has to play horribly and really be
by somebody else. Somebody else has to like really win it, and he has to lose it.
Right.
It's the combination.
Yeah. If it's close, he will be finals MVP, almost independent of how he plays.
Yep.
So, yeah, and it'll be more of a make good than anything else. If it's close, if he goes out and plays like this.
If he plays like this, then
he'll deserve
it.
Yeah. That's fair. But this is the Tatum that I specifically want to see. Do you agree that he's shown some toughness since coming back from like he's clearly not hurt?
Yeah.
It might bother him, but
I think like after like the Anthony Black play from the other night where he got smashed right on the wrist.
That's a good example.
Right, so it's not like just like a hard foul somewhere else. Like it's where you already have an injury and, you know, kind of shakes his head, dusts it off, and keeps playing and really so he misses game 2 and then since then he's averaged, 36 points a game in the next three. Plus, he's passing it out, dishing out a bunch of assists, grabbing a bunch of rebounds, playing a lot of minutes. So, yeah, I think he has definitely stepped up to the plate when they've needed him, and he has shown toughness.
Yeah, so I think there's definitely been that. Even mixing it up a little bit with Caldwell Pope the other night, and that's small potatoes.
Yeah.
Especially when we've both been, watching, as you said a bunch, Celtic City, and you see some real...
Yeah.
Physicality,
and some real fights
and punches, but even just a little bit of that from Tatum, I think he showed a little bit of edge, and a little bit of toughness. I thought sitting out game 2 looked a little soft. It was pain tolerance, is how it was reported, and I'm not just saying that about Tatum. I said the same thing about Jimmy Butler and his butt bruise for missing a game the other day. I think that's soft, but since he's come back, I've been impressed by that. Text line.
Yes.
617-779-7937. Jones, you talk about basketball superstars like they can effectively go 9-10. You just can't turn on a switch and make field goals. No, but Tatum had not been shooting well in this series prior to last night, and he shot poorly the whole postseason last year. So, you can have bad games here and there. I mean, his efficiency was way down in the playoffs last year.
A lot of those guys, they couldn't buy threes. That's what happened to him when they played the Warriors in the finals a few years ago.
Do you think this is the Tatum they need to win this year?
Again,
they don't need to win by 30 every night. He doesn't need to score 35 and make basically everything every night. But is this the Tatum they need to repeat?
Projecting it out against Oklahoma City, probably. I still don't think they necessarily need that every single night against the Knicks, certainly. I think they'll have other guys and they'll be fine. And even as much as I like the Cavs, he has a couple games like this. I think they still have enough around him where they can win that series. But against the Thunder, and assuming it's if it's them that get there, the way they've looked, the way they matched up against them in the regular season, yeah, you might need that. And that's fine because I think he's capable of it. But that might be what breaks the tie.
But if that's what you need, then he's got to go do it.
He can.
And he can. He absolutely can. He showed you last night he can. So let's see if he can keep doing that. And, when it comes to the Orlando Magic, I think he and the Celtics are better off for it now that they're on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, hopefully getting tested and pushed a little bit early gets them to lock in here as opposed to coasting past an overwhelmed team, making all their threes. I think it's good they had to win differently, play differently, get a little physical, I think that was a good way to start. Now that they're on the other side of it, wasn't always pretty to watch, wasn't always enjoyable.
No.
But now that they're through it, I do think it was good for them.
Yeah, and when you're watching the first half last night, did you miss the three-point shot just a little bit? For a lot of people who complain about the threes, like, oh, all the league is threes. There was no threes for the Celtics. You're like, what are they doing?
The sneaky thing with the Magic is not just the Celtics were missing. The Magic do not let them take. Even last night,
they
the Celtics,
take them.
Celtics made 13.
Yeah, of 24.
They only took 24. They did not make a three in the first half. They only took six.
It's crazy.
So
Tatum and Brown didn't shoot all three in the first half.
Right. Even even for the second half, Keith, to your point. So they were, 13 out of 18 in the second half?
Yeah.
18 and a half is not a crazy number for them. Even in the second half when they were making everything.
That's still way below their average. They averaged 48 or over 48 a game attempts.
Right.
So even if you doubled that, it wasn't even close.
So can teams do that? I'm not sure how many of them can. I disagree with Terp on a team like Golden State. But OKC, you know, I think has the personnel to do that if they decide to play him that way. They may not need to, as you
made
that
point. They might not want to.
I think the physicality and bringing a little extra edge against the Celtics is something more teams could do. I think the Knicks, even as bad as they are defensively, I think they have some players who could do that. Like Josh Hart could do that. But we'll see if teams follow suit from the Magic's playbook there. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. And of the teams remaining, as we were just discussing, who's the biggest threat for the Seas? We'll get to that next.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I was Jaylen Brown after the game last night, and I largely agree with his stance. Good test by the Magic. Should be good for the Celtics long term. I mean, we'll see if they're right. I feel that way. We'll see if that ultimately proves true. I'm wrong all the time. But Jaylen,
that is true.
agrees with that. And, you know, I think it was good to get tested early and have to win differently. But we know they're good enough now to win differently, against the Orlando Magic, who have two players and are a 500 team. They're pesky, they're scrappy, but we know they're good enough to win that way. Are they good enough to win a championship if the threes aren't falling and players on the other side are healthy in the postseason, which they weren't last year? Let's find out. But I think an early test for them was a good thing. And to your point, Keith, I'm not sure everybody can defend them the way Orlando did. Some teams may try, but I don't know if they have the personnel to do that. So who do you think in the entire NBA playoffs remaining left in the field, who do you think is a team that's the biggest threat to the Celtics? So I think we have the same one.
I think it's the Thunder. Okay. I mean, it was the Thunder going into the playoffs. There's nothing based off of the first round where they swept and the Celtics won in five that would make me feel differently. They beat them both times head-to-head in the regular season. They are young. It might not be their time, but as far as like talent and the way they play, it kind of has to be the Thunder.
Yeah, and last I checked, I haven't looked at updated odds, but last I checked entering the postseason, the Thunder were a slight title favorite over the Celtics. So I agree. OKC, biggest threat to the Celtics. After that, who is it?
I think it's the Cavs. I say this every single time with them. I love Donovan Mitchell, and I just feel like in a close game late, he is one of the guys on the other side that would terrify me as a Celtics fan. Plus,
because you've seen it. He's done it to the Celtics at the end of games as a Cleveland Cavalier. He's done it.
He has that in him. And, you know, Evan Mobley is really good. They can maybe trouble you a little bit with their double bigs. Plus, that's a team that's giving you a run for your money in the regular season as well. So they have some confidence against you. They got a couple of guys that can shoot. And, you know, overall, I think that's a really good team. So I would say Cleveland would be the next team after Oklahoma City.
So I would think the biggest threat, and they have to get there, obviously, but it would be a threat to the Celtics if they're there. Golden State would be a scary team on the other side. I thought they would win this series against Houston. I don't want to overreact, but I thought they would win this series against Houston. I just think the Rockets were primed to get picked off as a high seed in the West, but
yeah,
a high effort level team. I don't know how high their skill level is. But if it's Curry and Butler on the other side in the NBA Finals, that is a threat. I mean, you can say the Celtics would beat them. I would pick the Celtics to beat them, but I would also pick the Celtics to beat the Cavs. That to me is the most threatening team short of OKC.
Well, Vegas kind of agrees because they have the Warriors as the fourth best odds to win the
but
NBA Finals.
So what? It goes OKC, Boston, Cleveland?
Cleveland, Golden State.
Okay, so those are the teams.
Yeah, it makes sense because Golden State right now is beating the 2 seed, and then the 3 seed is the Lakers, and they're down 3-1. So yeah, that definitely makes sense. And Nuggets, Clippers is kind of a coin toss, plus they have to play the Thunder. So I get why it'd be the it'd be the the Golden State Warriors. But it's funny, as like a Celtics fan, like over the last 5 years, the two teams that have stood in your way and blocked you from winning multiple titles or at least getting to a chance to win titles is Curry and Butler. Like, forget about, like, oh, it's Heat culture or like Draymond Green. No, it's Steph Curry and it's Jimmy Butler. And now they're teammates. And if they win three rounds, like when that trade happened, I was wrong. I was like, I'm not worried about the Thunder or the Warriors. I'm not worried about them. Well, they've been pretty good. They're about to advance at least into the next round. I'll probably take them over Minnesota. I think they lose to the Thunder.
Right, me too.
I think they lose to the Thunder.
OKC against Golden State.
Maybe Minnesota beats them. But if they get there, you're like, holy crap, like Curry, like you can't kill him. He's like a zombie.
But maybe put it another way. If the final four are OKC and Golden State on one side and you and Cleveland on the other, like that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And it's way tougher than what they had to go through last year, assuming you get healthy teams. If they repeat, Keith, let's really get ahead of ourselves.
All right, please.
I heard Greg Hill doing a little bit of this. I thought it was a good conversation today.
Right.
If they repeat,
yeah,
they're definitely considered better than the Pierce, Garnett, Ray Allen Celtics, right? No argument there.
Yeah, sadly.
Like, do they start?
I love Pierce, but yeah.
Do they start moving in on the 80s Celtics?
Well, no. I mean, the number would tell you they won three and they were in how many finals? I got to double check my Celtics.
The Celtics were in five.
So they were in five?
1-3 went to five in the 80s with Bird, I believe.
So, yeah, no. So then the Celtics wouldn't be there yet. Or this version of the Celtics wouldn't
be
there
yet. Well, right. You couldn't say they're there yet, but they also aren't done, right?
No, they're not done. And
they would do something those teams never did, which would be win back-to-back and repeat. I would say it's time to start mentioning them in the same breath if they repeat. It's time to start mentioning them in the same breath as the 80s Celtics.
Yeah, because that is one thing that they would have.
And they're clearly ahead of the Garnett Celtics. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that one's over. That'd be over because the Celtics were in the Pierce and Garnett only played in two finals, right?
Which this group has already
done. And one. So they're already 1-1. So even if they just get there, they're already better. If they get there and lose, they're better than the Ray Allen, Garnett, Pierce Celtics.
What do they need to do to be considered greater than the 80s Celtics? Do they got to win three?
They need to
do
win.
They have to win more than them?
I think if they win three and get to five, which would be the same, but you throw in a back to back, then I think maybe that's the tiebreaker.
Because some people, they're going to have to pass them. Some people, they're going to have to, like, this is like the Brady Mahomes thing all over again. It's like some people are like, well, you can never be considered the greatest until you pass them and until you win more than them.
Right.
And Brady won head-to-head, blah, blah, blah.
Well, like, they won't have a chance to beat the 87 Lakers. Right? Because like the whole thing with Mahomes is like, well, Mahomes lost to Brady. And it's like, well, like, you can't match him up like that. But I think this is where you get into like the details of each season. Whereas, you know, the Celtics losing in the semis, in the conference semis in 83, like, is that different? Like, how many playoff wins do you have? How many series wins? Things like that. I mean, to some people, it'll never happen. This Celtics team could win six, and they wouldn't be better than the
80s. If they
Celtics.
Win back-to-back, are they considered greater than Cowens and Havlicek?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
70s was a bad basketball decade.
70s was a weird decade, but it was two finals appearances, and they won two out of three. In a 3-year span, they won two.
So with the championship, they're moving past Cowens, Havlicek.
Yep.
They're moving past Garnett and Pierce.
Yep.
And I think you can mention them in the same breath as the 80s Celtics.
So like that, they're chipping away at Russell.
Yeah.
They're now two. They have 9 more to go.
They're working their way up. So like,
team history,
legacy wise, those are some of the stakes. I mean, that's interesting to think about. I thought it was a good discussion this morning with Greg. If you missed any of that, you can check it out. Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You want to jump in on the Celtics and them advancing past the Orlando Magic? You can. You know the phone number. And let's get back to the Patriots. I want to get to Mike Vrabel moving on from yet another leader on the team. What does that say about Vrabel? And how does it reflect on Jerod Mayo and that team from a year ago? Plus, have we gotten any updates from Jordan Hudson yet today? We were promised a full statement. Any updates there? We'll mix that in as well next.